Billionaires are.
I need to go to bed.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
You know what, Dave?
Yeah,
it's
what?
The best day of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers, buddy.
To Billionaires Are Good.
To Billionaires Are Good. The greatest podcast that just started.
That's true.
Yeah,
I
man.
I think it's new and noteworthy.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to submit it.
We're here in Alhambra.
We're here in Alhambra at my dear friend Jim's house.
Jim's got a good house, dude.
He does. It's
he must
a
be
nice,
a billionaire.
He's a billionaire. Yeah. It's Jim Brewer, the billionaire. God, he's definitely not a billionaire, Jim Brewer, huh?
How much did you think a house was when you were a kid?
$4. No, like I thought it was, I thought it was like $700.
I would have thought like $10,000.
$10,000? I didn't even know it went up that high.
Well, you knew about millionaires, right?
I mean, I guess I had heard of that. Yeah, yeah, but it just didn't. It feel like if you're a millionaire, then you have the most money in history,
right?
And so you had like a thousand houses.
Yeah,
because they all cost $700.
Yeah, I remember when I found out a house cost a lot. I was like, but they suck.
Yeah,
like I was like, I live in one. It's not that great.
I think I also thought that my dad was a millionaire. You know,
right, right,
because he had like a car.
Yeah.
Which
oh, I thought everyone taller than me was rich.
Yeah, totally.
For a long time.
Well, they are in a way.
In a way.
In a way.
Yeah, but now when you find out what a house really is, you're like, it's even more than $1 million. It's your whole life. You got to work your whole life. That's crazy.
Yeah, you got to work your whole life. You have to keep doing things to it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
someone told me, oh, yeah, if something breaks, you got to fix it. And I was like, oh, no.
I know. Like, honestly, I like renting for this reason. Like, if I got into a situation where I made even $1 more than I needed, and right now I make significantly less than that.
Yeah, yeah.
I make, like, I don't know. Once again, I'm in the red on this small business.
Red's my favorite color.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm there.
Yeah.
It's also funny to run a small business that is also your name. Something vexing about that. It fucks with my head, dude. Whenever I do my taxes, like, what's the name of your business? Dave Ross. it's like,
good name.
It feels like I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Go on Shark Tank with Dave Ross.
Yeah. Hey, Sharks.
It's me.
It's me. I have an idea. I'm going to do stand-up for the rest of my life. And you can have any percentage of that you want for any amount of money. You can literally own me and anything I might create in the future forever if you want.
That's not a bad idea. Just go on Shark Tank, sell yourself.
Be like, yeah, buy me.
That's pretty good.
Alright, Sharks. What I'm offering is, $2 million investment right now for me to suck your dick. I have this great new product where you come into my mouth.
You know, I always thought of myself as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And because we work for ourselves, right? Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
And what I always felt is that I'm a very good boss, but I'm a very, very bad employee.
Yeah.
You know, like every day, Caleb Sinan Incorporated, the CEO, me.
Yeah.
Goes, all right now.
Yeah. That's funny.
Let's get up.
Okay. It's time to do your
let's
job.
Get to work.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell myself to go fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, all right, you capitalist pig. You go do it. And then my boss will go, no.
I think that you're still doing better than a lot of people. Because I think a lot of people have a shitty boss and a shitty employee.
True, true.
Like, how many comedians have you ever talked to where they're like, oh my God, a website? Yeah, I feel like a conversation with comedians about how to do your career is just like listening to a podcast for the 100th time about comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Every comedian is just like, oh, here's how you run your business. You do what everyone else is doing.
Right. That's going to work.
It's a foolproof plan. Yeah. Well, here's what I did. And so you should do that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You're me.
Right. I always tell people to not do what I'm doing.
Yeah, you please know? God.
Don't do what I'm doing. What,
certainly
are you kidding?
Don't do what I'm doing. I'm tired.
That's
all
like
the time.
Going, you know how to succeed? Marry my wife. Yeah. It's like, okay, that might be charming to say, but she is taken.
Oh man, you want to? I can help you. Do you want my dog? I'll give you my dog. My dog is great. Helps me out a lot. Man, I really am pooped. This is going to be a pooped Dave episode. I fucked up. I traveled.
Yeah, you went to San Diego, right?
I just like, dude, I went to San Diego and back, and it was great, man. It was so good to see my family. My cousin lives down there and her husband and their kid, and I hadn't seen them in a while. I hadn't met the kid. Kid's name is Nora.
How old's the kid?
42.
You got to meet the kid.
Yeah, you got to meet the kid. Yeah, it's your first cousin. No time's removed. They are older than you. No, she's two years old.
Two?
Yeah.
That's a fun age.
Can't vote yet. Don't
Can't
that,
vote yet?
It sucks.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah, I kept hitting her in the head.
What was she like?
I don't know, man. Fucking relax. She is the second kid in a row I've met that was afraid of me.
Oh, no. Well, you are tall.
I'm tall. I got a beard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm always talking in an Italian accent. Kids hate that.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Hey, toddler, come here. Hey, you want a sandwich? Oh, I'll make you a sandwich. Hey, mama, give me the bread.
So, and which country do you think is most likely to, when they meet a 2-year-old, to throw them in the air as high as they can?
Oh, Italian, okay. For sure. That's, it's got to be Italian, too. Maybe Greek.
Let's throw.
Yeah, let's throw. Yeah. They definitely are like, hey, excuse me, you better be throwing the baby. Hey, give me the baby. They're like not even related to the. I feel like the premier or president of Italy would throw a baby.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Who's running Italy these days? Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Probably Mama.
Mama?
Yeah.
For her 300th consecutive term.
A president Mama. A
president Mama.
And everyone's like, hey! Like, with 100% of the vote.
That's a good poster.
Yeah. With 100% of the vote, Mama wins the Italian election again. And her running mate, the Cibola Spaghetti.
It's not even dad.
It's not even dad. Dad's like, hey. Hey, my bad name.
Oh man. You lived in Italy, so there was somebody who was running it, right?
Yeah, man, but I lived there from when I was 3 to when I was 6, so I didn't give a shit.
You don't see them on the news these days. You know, they're never like, live from Rome. You know, I don't see it.
You'll see the Pope sometimes.
Right, but
he did something fucked up recently. What'd he do?
What's he ever doing? He's always
just
waving.
He did something shitty, though.
Yeah.
He like said, didn't he say a racial slur? Isn't that what it is? I'm so tired, man.
I don't know. I can never tell. I always know people did something wrong, but I can never remember what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know who I was thinking about the other day? Remember Elizabeth Holmes?
No.
She was a billionaire, right?
Really?
Yeah. She did that blood stuff. You don't remember
this? Oh, yeah. The, right. What was the name of that company?
I don't know.
MedTex?
But there was something she did wrong, and I couldn't remember what it was.
She lied. It didn't exist.
Oh, see, that's bad.
She was like, she started a startup that was like, we are going to home test people for like all kinds of different things, like blood tests that you can do from home.
Right, right.
And then you would have like an online interface.
Good idea.
Great idea. And they just like couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then she kept telling them that they were going to be able to do it, and they had all this funding, and then it didn't work.
So that's illegal?
Yeah, that's not legal.
Oh, man.
For sure. Man, Elizabeth Holmes, those companies should have called Sherlock Holmes.
But the first...
You know? To find out whether or not she could do it.
I think I just got her mixed up with the other canceled women her age, you know?
Oh, like who?
Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony's canceled.
Did she get canceled?
Didn't she go to prison for killing her daughter?
I thought she got away with it.
Did she? I don't know. Man, I don't remember anything right now.
But yeah, she got in trouble. Martha Stewart.
I really don't remember what happened to Casey Anthony.
She killed a kid.
She killed a kid.
She killed her kid.
She didn't.
Right?
I thought she didn't get away with it.
I thought she got away with it.
Maybe. I guess she did. Mm. And then, but she's canceled.
Yeah, cancel culture.
Yeah, dude.
You can't even kill your kid these days.
Yeah, you can't even kill your kid and get away with it anymore. What the fuck, dude? Used to be, back in my day, you could kill a kid, go on trial for it, and get off scot-free, but obviously have done it, and then still have a ton of friends and be a comedian
or
whatever. Do you
think if you kill your kid, that the person that, prosecutes should have to be a little kid lawyer?
Mm-hmm. You should have to wear a suit that's too big for him. And he should have to have a speech impediment for sure. Your Honor. The prosecution wests.
It brings out a little blanket.
It brings out a little blanket and he just goes to sleep. Starts sucking his thumb. The prosecution requests a recess to have some milk. Yoan, objection. Badgering a witness.
Kid lawyer is fun.
Yeah, kid lawyer is a lot of fun.
I do like kid lawyer.
Baby lawyer. Kid lawyer and baby judge. He loves the hammer.
Oh, I love kid lawyer.
Yeah, dude. Kid lawyer. Kid lawyer would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, dude.
We need to start involving dogs in our legal system, I would say.
Dog can be like a guard.
Could be a guard, but I also think if you commit a crime against a dog, that the prosecuting attorney should be a dog. Oh, man.
Boy.
I don't know what a crime against a dog would be, though. Like, nothing violent, nothing not fun, you know, something like...
I don't know, if you don't take it on a walk, you know?
Actually, I think what it would be an owner suing the dog for, like, digging a big hole in the yard. And then the dog's defense attorney would be a dog.
That's very funny, to sue your dog.
Your Honor, I put forth that my client... not only, yes, it's true, my client dug a hole right in the middle of the lawn where, as the prosecution mentioned, the kids play. However, I posit that most dogs dig holes, and the defense, plaintiff,
yes,
is aware of this. They're the ones who got the dog, and I would say that this dog does not dig as many holes as many other dogs. However, there was a bone at one point in the yard, and as far as I have been brought to understand, that bone mysteriously disappeared. So what was my client supposed to do but to dig, Your Honor?
You're a pretty good dog lawyer.
Thank you, dude. Yeah.
That's not bad, Dave. You had me believing it.
Oh, great.
So who's our billionaire of the week?
Fucking Donald Trump,
Donald Trump, new on the list.
Yeah, man. Just became a billionaire. I don't know who he is. Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
You get that Home Alone money.
It's so shitty.
For life.
He got his money by just being a baby. Wasn't he born a billionaire?
Well, he kept losing it,
right,
which is part of it.
Now that
but,
I knew.
It is weird to me. In a way, it's funny because he would like made some money in real estate, and he lost all of it.
Yeah,
which is pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Just to be like, oh,
my bad.
Oh no.
Oops.
I lost all my billions of dollars.
Yeah,
it's very funny to lose it. Like we were looking at Kanye earlier. He was a billionaire. Said a few things.
Certainly.
And made some mistakes.
Is that why he lost it, you think?
Well, Adidas dropped him.
Right.
He made his millions more from fashion than music. So it's like, you know.
Isn't that so funny?
You can listen to his music with headphones on and no one will know. But if you're wearing his shit.
Right.
You know? So it's funny to me when people lose money. Like when you lose a bunch of money, it's always funny. So he did this thing where... when he went bankrupt, he would license his name. So someone else would build a building, and then they would put his name on it and pay him like a fee.
Huh.
So, because when he lost all his money, that was just one way to make money. Because he was
this
like can't
Kanye?
Afford
to, oh, Trump. 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 Trump.
That would be really funny to just put Kanye West on your
yeah,
building.
I'm like, again, I am, this is going to be a silly episode. So I, yeah, I was like, wait, Kanye building? What a, Kanye
no,
Tower?
Yeah, when Trump lost all his money.
Trump Tower in the Kanye cave. Well, okay, the so that- they lost. He lost all his money, and they put his name on in order for him to make money.
Right, that was one of his money making things, yeah, and yeah. That worked for a while. And then he lost a bunch of money. He opened a casino, and then the casino didn't work, which blows my mind.
That's crazy.
Every time I go to a casino, I spend all my money, and I leave with nothing.
And Trump is famous.
Trump
Why
is
the
famous.
Fuck wouldn't that work?
And it looked like a cool casino. It was called the Taj Mahal. Looked fun. You know?
Oh, that was his. I remember that place.
Yes.
And it failed.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. The
Seems
Taj
difficult.
Mahal.
Seems difficult.
He called it the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal.
That's so funny to think.
The Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal. It's where everybody goes to pray to the Lord of Money.
But and then The Apprentice, he was making some good apprentice money for a while. That was like 10 seasons, so he made a lot of money off that.
Yeah, I feel like it's that mostly now.
But yeah, it is a very, like, he is the stereotypical, like, when I was six, I knew he was a billionaire.
Dude, me too.
You'd see him on, he'd be on Rosie O'Donnell, or probably not that one, but other shows.
Who was his father?
Fred Trump.
Fred Trump?
Fred Trump, yeah.
Man, God, I wish it was a different answer than that. You
Fred
know
what I mean? Trump.
Fred.
His You're dad not seeing was... a lot of Freds running around these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing him in Little Rascals, and he was in Home Alone, and he would be on, like, Roseanne's show, and he would just be around. He was just on TV the way Regis Philbin was, where you'd be like, I don't know what he does. Regis can't sing. Regis doesn't act. Regis isn't, like, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Regis was just on TV. He'd be like, good morning. She'd be like, "What? Who are you? Hello, I'm Regis. Be like, what is this show? And he'd be like, I had a crazy week. And it would be like, is this the news? What? Regis was just everywhere when I was
I remember
a kid.
This. Wait, what does it have to do with Trump?
That Trump was the same way. You just turn on the TV and they'd be like, Donald Trump's coming on next. And you'd be like, who?
I know.
Like, what is he promoting a movie?
At
like,
the very least, Regis was a host. And you're right. Like, he just hosted stuff and everyone knew who he was. It was Regis and Kathy Lee. And then Kathy Lee Gifford fucked off. And I don't know what happened to her. And then it was Regis and Kelly.
And I loved Kelly as a kid. I thought she was great. But, like, Trump would just go on a show. They'd be like, Trump's our guest. Trump would sit down and go, Selma Hayek's really hot.
Yeah,
totally. Everybody would be like. Like, that was what he was there to say.
Everybody, that's the funny thing about him being president. Yeah, my entire life, he's been the rich asshole that they put on a show because he's going to be an asshole.
Right.
And it's funny that he's an asshole because no one will say asshole stuff on TV.
And, yeah, and when Little Rascals came out, he was the villain's father, like the rich kid's father. It was like, it was just sort of a fun little character guy. And it is very funny that... You know, I think Regis is the only other thing I can think of where you'd be like, he runs for president and wins. And then you're like, what? Regis is president? Like, that's how it feels.
Honestly, that would be way better. Regis never said any of the shit he said. Yeah, dude. I just remember, like, one day I just knew who Donald Trump was.
Yeah.
And it's probably because he was just around. Yeah. And what did Fred Trump do?
He was like a builder, I'm pretty sure.
A builder?
He built stuff. Yeah.
What, like Legos?
Yeah, whatever you need.
You build like a big statue Buildings. Of Sitting Bull.
Which seems like, you know, I could be a builder. Like, I'm not going to build it with my hands. But if you're just one of these people that's like, hey, build something right there.
I could be a billionaire.
Let me get the permit. Uh-oh.
A billionaire.
Thanks for listening to Billionaires Are Good.
A billionaire. Build. I'll billionaire.
So Look. Dave hasn't slept in a week. Dave's been he's been running
he's
on
a builder.
Yeah, whatever you call it. Not an architect,
he's
but you're just one of those people where
contractor?
You just figure you go, hey, you're like a director of a building. You're like,
an
all
engineer?
Right, you figure out a blueprint and you get a thing, you get the permit,
a
you
contractor.
Bribe the guy.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
fucking, you know, that's what I assume. I don't know.
Yeah.
That they're just
So what do you build? The pyramids.
Whatever you need. You
whatever know, I need.
Whatever you need.
Yeah, man.
Buildings.
Okay. Yeah. Buildings, by the way, is one of my favorite words for this exact reason.
Very lazy.
Yeah.
All right, we're done building it.
Yeah. Buildings, carvings, these are all...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like calling a TV, like an assembling.
A watching.
A watching, yeah.
Like, all right.
Totally.
Yeah, but... So Trump is... the thing that blows me away is when people that hate Trump... And I get it. I get not liking him. Like, I'm always blown away when people don't understand. We're like, he's awesome. Like, how do you not understand, though, that you can't even see how someone would not like him?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that always blows my mind. But, like, I always love when the people that don't like him, they don't like him so much that they can't even figure out why. So they'll be like, I hate billionaires. And he's not one. I'll be like, wouldn't it be easier for you if he was? Be like, no, but he's not even a billionaire. And I'm like, he probably is.
You know
what I mean?
I don't really know what you mean, actually.
A lot of people that hate Trump will go,
he's not a billionaire.
He's not even rich.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then, but don't you hate him because he's rich? I don't understand. Like, what's the point? He's clearly rich. You know what I mean? He lives in a castle.
Yeah.
He has buildings that ever, you know what I mean? Like, he's clearly rich.
He's clearly rich, yeah.
And I'm just like,
I will say, if he weren't rich, if he actually became not rich in my lifetime, that would be so sick. If he had to, like...
Like in Rocky V.
If he had to work at Barnes & Noble. It was just like... There's just, like, a Daily Mail article that, Trump's driving for Seamless. I brought your food. You didn't come down. So I left it on the curb. We left it on the curb. That's what they said we do. He'll be fired from any regular job
immediately. Just like lower class Trump.
Yeah, that's God.
Very funny.
Well,
that's what happens in Rocky V is Rocky puts Paulie in charge of the money. Paulie fucks it up.
Damn.
Paulie doesn't know. Spends all their money. They have to sell their house and move. And then he becomes poor Rocky again. And he has to wear his old hat. And he's just like, oh, shit. Poor again.
Still haven't seen any of the Rocky movies.
What?
Yeah, maybe I've seen one.
I love them all so much.
I know you do.
My whole life is based around the Rocky. Like, that was how I learned how to think, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's why I learned what to look out for.
Oh, yeah. What do you look out for?
Well, in Rocky One, his big problem is himself.
Okay. So you look out for you?
Well, you don't get in your own way.
I see. Okay.
You know? And in Rocky Two, his big problem is that he decided to become a boxer and he doesn't have any other skills. So he can't quit even though he wants to.
Okay.
And in Rocky III, he's famous and rich and he lets that make him like soft.
Okay.
And he forgets where he came from.
Okay.
You know? And in Rocky IV, someone beats his friend to death. So you got to look out for that.
So what you're saying is that because of Rocky, you don't get in your own way. You quit comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You got soft.
Well, no, I can't quit comedy because I didn't develop any other skills.
No, but that's the thing that you had to look out for from Rocky II.
Right, right, right.
But so by this logic, you aren't in your own way. You quit comedy. You're not soft, not rich. And you did not kill your friend. That's a good idea. All that stuff is a great idea, Caleb. I support all of that, man.
But when I saw Rocky IV as a kid, I was at the age where I knew it wasn't a documentary. But somehow in my head, I really thought a big part of the Berlin Wall coming down was Rocky.
Really?
You know what I mean?
No.
I was a little kid, and it really made it look like Rocky went over there and whooped the Russians' ass, and then what are they going to do?
Damn.
They got to collapse. Like,
you were a dumb kid,
I was dumb. I mean, it's one of those things where you know it's not real, but your brain is too little to really know it.
Right, sure. I know what you mean.
Like, movies, you get really scared that you're going to get killed by the devil when you're watching a movie.
Right. Have you seen Batteries Not Included?
No.
Man, I was talking to toasters until I was like 13.
When's the last time you tried to move something with your mind? I did that till I was at least 12.
I'm doing it right now.
What are you trying to move?
Your face. I'm trying to make it smile.
That's all we're trying to do here. Billionaires are good.
I'm always trying to move audiences' faces with my mind. No, totally. I've never tried to move someone with my mind. I was never that kind of kid.
Really? You never thought you could?
Yeah.
Even when you were little?
Yeah.
You didn't try to move a little piece of string with your mind?
No, never.
So you haven't...
I was smart.
Dave, I knew. You've got to try it.
Man, when was the last time you tried to make your dick move with porn? How about that? Fucking asshole.
Well, porn. No, I never bad, like. I never did. Billionaires that. Are good.
I never like tried to.
You've never tried to move anything. No. With your mind.
No, I never believed in myself, Caleb.
You got to start. That's why you need to watch Rocky, dude.
I always thought God would move it.
Well, that's part of it. You're like, maybe my mind can get. You know, you just want to see what's possible out there. You know, one time I climbed a tree and I put a plastic grocery bag. I looped each handle around my shoulders
because
I thought it would work like a parachute, and I jumped out of the tree and hurt myself really bad.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, I was probably 5.
Wow.
Because I saw a movie where there was a parachute, and I just immediately went outside, and I was like, oh, a plastic bag will work.
I cannot believe your parents let you keep watching movies. I wonder what movie it was. Drop Zone.
It was probably Toy Story or something. You know, the army men have their little parachutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's probably
yeah.
something like that. But that's, as soon as I, and I was like, "What's go? How does that work?" And they're like, "Well, the air, you know, lift, you know, that's a parachute." And I literally, within 5 minutes, I was screaming and crying on the ground.
Yeah, totally. Man, funny.
Yeah, I was not, I didn't get it.
I definitely did, like, I don't even remember this, but I had a lot of He-Man toys, and I would play with them, and there would be, like, they would talk to each other and get mad and shit, you know?
With your voice or with their voice?
I don't remember. I don't remember doing this, but I know that I would, like, set out all the figures, and I would be like, you fucked my wife, or whatever.
That's the best thing. You walk in. I'm gonna drop in, see what little Dave's...
Skeletor, you fucked my wife. Get out of here. Get out of here, Skeletor. I'm taking a shit.
Jeez. Dave, where did you learn all
What's
that?
What's happening? I'm just saying what Dad says.
You fucked my wife. Who's his wife?
He-Man's wife.
Who's He-Man's wife?
She-Man. It's He-Man and She-Man.
All mine were like Wolverine and Spider-Man and Batman and Superman, but they would be like, I remember making them say stuff. I wish I could remember what they were saying.
Totally. I don't remember
it wasn't
at all.
They fucked my wife. But it was always something like, they wouldn't even be themselves. I'd have them like on their first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
One of them would be like, oh, you're cool. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm cool. That's right.
Is that true?
I don't even know what I must have been saying. It must have been stuff I related to. I don't know.
I think
but
that
I've been
I
doing it for hours.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that we both, I mean, I didn't know you back then, but I think we probably battled. They were battles.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of battles.
You know what was a fun age? Yeah, a lot of you're gonna die, Skeletor, after I shoot you in the face with my missiles.
I like you fuck my wife better.
You fuck my wife, Skeletor. Oh, man. Bebop and Rocksteady fucked my tiger. I definitely think that I would mix the, like, once, because I also had a bunch of Ninja Turtles toys, and I think I would mix the fighting up amongst the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I really wonder, because I used to have dinosaur toys, too. I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
But I would do it for, like, it felt like the whole day. I'd totally. Be in my room.
And I would do, yeah, and they would just be everywhere. And I think I just had, like, severe attention deficit disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And I would create little battles all over. And then I got to this age. I moved to Tennessee when I was 9, I guess. Yeah. And around that time, I met this kid, Nate, and he had a bunch of toys that he didn't care about anymore. And I remember the toys went from being something I played with to something that we would put in snowballs and hit with a baseball bat. And
what?
I just remember we got in trouble because there was just like a lot of shattered He-Man parts all over the backyard.
That's the funniest, got to be the funniest thing about having kids when you're like, okay, son, stop hitting toys with bats that are in snowballs.
David, did you burn the towels? Yeah, for fun.
Like, I didn't even think this would have, I would have to say this.
Yeah, totally.
My David, parents told a story that
the neighbor said that you were trying to whip the cat.
That really happened?
No, of course not. I would never do that.
My parents said that when my brother was a kid, like, they get home one day and they just see there's a red line like 3 feet high. Every wall, every door.
Really?
On the side of the stairs, you know.
Oh my like, God, that's so funny.
He had a red crayon. He did a line around the whole house as high as he could reach. And they were just like, don't draw a line around the house.
The whole house. A thing I never thought I had to say. It is funny. They say about boys that we're just like so destructive. And it's so true. Even if you're like a little... like a little beta kid or a scaredy cat or whatever, you just want to blow shit up. And I like, man, it really does get increasingly bad until ideally it stops. And I'll bet you that like every night there's like just some people where it doesn't. And those are the guys that are just like, why can't I own 15 AK-47s, you know? And
well, you need to hit. That's one thing I always think about. Like, I was spanked. I know a lot of people don't spank, but I remember being in middle school and the last fight I got into where I was like, this is it. This is it for me in fighting. Mm. Like, this is starting to really hurt. Even when I win the fight, it hurts. Yeah. So I'm going to have to figure something out. And I think some people, it just takes longer to realize. And then they figure that out in prison or they die.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? And I think it just, some dudes just, for me, I was lucky. It was seventh grade. I was like, I think I'm done with this. This is not great. But some people, I'm like, I don't know if they ever run into it.
Dude. I remember being, I want to say that I was 17, and I called my friend Henry, and I was like, what's up, man? And he was like, Kurt's over, we're in the backyard making napalm. And I was like, I'll be right there.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's very easy to make napalm with household products. And so we made some in a bucket in the backyard. Jeez. And we were putting it on sticks and lighting them on fire and throwing them into the woods. And then after doing that for like an hour, we were like, you guys hungry?
Well, me and my friends, we all used to live together at UGA, and we would get drunk. And then like it would be like 2 in the morning. We'd be like, do y'all want to go get some paint and throw it?
Yeah,
we'll throw it in the road, we'll throw it in the yard, we'll throw it all over the place. Then we'd wake up and be like, why is there paint?
Damn.
And then we'd be like, why did that sound like a good idea? Where were we just throwing cans of paint around?
Man, when I was a junior in college, I lived in this big apartment building like just off of USC campus, and I went up to the roof. Like, we never went up there. We would have parties in our apartment kind of frequently, but like I went up to the roof just one time with this guy, Harry, and my girlfriend at the time, and maybe someone else. And there were two cans of white paint that had been opened, but like not much paint had been used, just sitting on the roof. And I remember looking at Harry and being like, should we throw these off the roof? And he was like, yeah.
Yep.
And then we did.
Yep.
And there was a huge paint stain on the road forever. It's probably still there.
Dude,
like, why wouldn't it be?
Well, yeah, they don't fix stuff anymore.
Yeah. Well, also, what are you going to do? I mean, like, it was an alley, but a big alley that went in the back of, like, behind, I want to say, Adams Boulevard. I don't know. Like, you can't really wash paint very easily off of concrete, you know, or off of
what
asphalt.
Is paint?
Yeah.
What's it made of?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never understood. It smells good. I love that.
Yeah, it does smell good.
Yeah, and I like the way it looks. I like watching it on a wall. Like, every time I had to paint, we used to do it at the church all the time. I'd always be painting something, and I always liked it. I'd love rolling it around and It was fun.
Yeah, it's a good sub. Yeah, I'm with
but
you.
I'm not sure what it is. Like,
oh yeah, that's a good point. What is it?
There's no paint tree. There's no paint berry.
It doesn't come from a cow. I'll tell you that. It doesn't come from a chicken.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. I've never thought about that. I also don't know what it is.
There's no way to know.
Yeah. Don't look it up. Don't you fucking dare. Hey, by the way, at Billionaires Are Good on all the stuff. Billionairesaregood.com is our website.
Billionaires Pod on Twitter.
That's right. If you want to jump in and rename shit with us at the end of the episodes. Caleb's on tour.
Ooh, you know it. I'm all over town, dude. I'm in every region of the country coming up. So there's no excuse not to come see me. Bring some friends. Have a good time.
I will be in Cincinnati, Ohio. Actually, I believe this week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a fun club.
It is a very fun club. Let me just double check that right now. I'm going to be.
So, yeah, this comes out in October. So, yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
That sounds right.
Yeah, this week, the 17th through the 19th of October. Then I'm going camping in Indiana. And then I will be in Jacksonville, Florida on the 24th of October. Gainesville, Florida for Fest, the 26th and 27th. You should come.
Dude, hell yeah. Go see Dave.
Yeah.
I will be at the Comedy Nest in Montreal, October 24th through the 26th. Alameda Comedy Club in Alameda, California, November 1st and 2nd. Denver Comedy Underground, November 8th and 9th. Planet of the Tapes, November 15th and 16th. Comet, and that's in Louisville, Kentucky. Don't forget about that. Comic Sense at the Boulderado in Boulder, Colorado, December 5th through the 7th. Go Bananas in Cincinnati, Ohio, December 12th through the 15th. The Riot in Houston, Texas, December 20th and 21st, and the Comedy Loft in D.C., January 3rd and 4th. So come out. That'll be fun. I'm very pumped. This is the most touring I've ever done, and I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good time.
I do, too.
Yeah, dude.
I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think I'm going to hit Delta Platinum this year.
Oh,
which
shit,
is very
dude.
Exciting to get more upgrades. And you get a few free drink tickets. Pretty
dude,
good.
Did you know that Doug Emhoff?
Oh, who's that?
Was the UFC light featherweight champion in 2007?
Doug Facts. Doug Facts.
I think I fucked that up. I don't think there's such a thing as light featherweight.
Light featherweight?
I meant to say light heavyweight.
That would imply a heavy featherweight.
That would imply a heavy featherweight. Yeah, there's just featherweight. But anyway, yeah, he was the champ.
I think every year they should let the featherweight and the heavyweight fight.
Just so we can laugh.
Just so we can have a good time.
Just to watch this, like, just like almost incomparable athlete get killed on TV.
It's funny to think that that's probably the first year of boxing. They were like, all right, 50% of these matches end in death.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? Somebody was like, oh.
Yeah, back when it was just like two Irish guys with handlebar mustaches.
Yeah, one's
bare knuckle boxing in a fucking, like, the hold of a ship. Yeah.
Mm.
The first year of boxing was just in the hold of a ship, and they were like, make the two stowaways fight. And whichever one is the heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Back then, you just had to fight the big Russian guy because he got put in there.
Yeah. It is wild because all the decisions came after something. Mm-hmm. You had a decision that led to the gloves.
Oh, shit. That's true.
You had the...
They were all death.
Everybody was dead. People were just dying.
What about the shiny shorts? What do you think that decision was?
For the ladies.
I think it was because, and I actually mean this, I think it was because before then, men would just like box in their tidy whities, and the announcers were scared of being gay.
Really?
I mean, like, I'm exaggerating, but I sort of think, like, they're like, we gotta make this tougher.
Yeah, yeah. It does need to be tough.
Yeah.
But I'm sure.
There was also like a segueing from boxing being like for gentlemen and to like for being for scumbags.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Yeah, it became very. I still don't understand how UFC. Like, UFC is fun. Like, every time I watch it, I'm like,
it's
this
crazy.
Is cool. But I am just like, it does. I do think every time I'm watching it, like, the odds of dying are high.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're kicking each other in the head.
Mm-hmm.
In a cage.
They're kicking each other in the head. They're like strangling each other with their legs.
Which makes me wonder, is it real? Because
it's real.
Is it though?
Yeah. You know what I think they should call it?
In the head.
I think they should call it roughhousing. Because I will say that it does also look like kids wrestling.
It's yeah, they're going nuts.
It's the only other time I've ever seen somebody wrap their legs around someone's neck is when two brothers are fighting in a living room.
Yeah, anytime you hang out with like extended family and there's like two young boys, the amount of wrestling is like, yeah. I'm like, I don't remember doing it every 90 seconds.
It's crazy. I did it a lot. I didn't have a brother.
Who are you wrestling?
Tables. No, my friends, you know. No, UFC, they should call it UHA, Ultimate Horsing Around.
Yeah, it's horsing around.
It's horsing around.
But at the end of it, like their nose is a different shape and there's blood. And like they'll just grab someone's head and they'll on their knee. And the gloves are like look like you know, little like the Big Jay Oakerson wears. It looks like nothing.
Yeah, they look like nothing.
On the gloves. And the knee, there's nothing on the knee. They're just hitting it on your head. It looks like it would kill me. Everything they do, I'm like, that would kill me.
Every time they pull them apart and they're like, oh, that was bad. I'm like, how was that different? What was that?
Yeah. Oh, it's the same
Why
thing.
Is that against the rules?
You didn't say anything when he kicked him in the head.
He literally jumped in the air and kneed him in the eye.
What's he not allowed to do?
Yeah.
What are the
I don't
rules?
Understand if he like threw a snake at him or something.
Okay.
Just like,
you have a knife.
All right.
Can't bring a knife.
You're not allowed to have your girlfriend throw a microwave at him. All right.
See, that's what I like about professional wrestling is they don't make any.
They're like, this is fake.
You know it's fake before you know Santa's fake.
Bro,
like,
have you been to
fake.
A live wrestling show?
No, but I want
to. Dude, I've been to a bunch now. And
oh, nice.
Because like,
I noticed a lot of comedians have been going.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to like a professional, like big ticket televised kind of thing. That's like, you know, Raw or whatever, AEW or anything. But there are a lot of local wrestling shows now. Mm-hmm. They're a big operation. They're managed. It's not like backyard wrestling. It's not this mm-hmm. terrifying thing. There's like, you know, safety personnel and it's all worked out and a lot of people have characters and they all have a character and a lot of the people in it either have been in WWE or are on their way to being in it or were like sort of in the minor leagues and got to fuck around with it a little bit. And, so you'll just be in like a community center in Brooklyn or in Jersey mm-hmm. and just like a 6.5 foot tall man will dive off of the ring onto a folding table with a man on it.
Whoa,
and you just
dude.
Like see that happen just like at a fire department that you're drunk in.
Like pretty good.
Pretty crazy.
Pretty good. I got to go.
Yeah, you should go. You should go. They're definitely, I mean, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see it more because I really respect it. It's like, even though it's fake, you're still doing stuff.
Yeah, you're
still
doing
stuff. But, you know, I do like that the rules are nothing. That, like, they'll be, like, in the middle of a match, and then The Rock will show up and just be, like, he'll just have a gun. You're just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know? The Undertaker's dead. It's just fun.
It's really fun. Andy That's Peters. Fun. Remember Andy Peters?
Yeah, I love Andy
He's
Peters.
He's in Detroit now. He's so funny. He has this great joke about Jake the Snake Roberts. Do you know this joke?
Mm-mm.
He's like, I love wrestling. My favorite wrestler is Jake the Snake Roberts, and I think I love him because I just don't think it's fair that he brings a snake in. So they call him Jake the Snake because he has a snake. And it's like, all right, well, my wrestling name is Andy Tank of Barracudas Peters. And I come into the ring with my Tank of Barracudas, and that's okay because it's in my name. Man.
Yeah, no, I think it is.
Yeah, that shit is wild.
You can just have props. You can just hit them with a bat. It's fine.
They've gotten like really, really crazy. I mean, like, so I went to one in Brooklyn with a bunch of comics, and one of the wrestlers was, I don't even know what they would have said their identity, they identify as. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely a queer person. It was a black person who I think would identified female, perhaps non-binary, but was like very, very effeminate. Mm-hmm. Also perhaps a gay man, I'm not really sure, but like a short, effeminate as hell black person who was just like their ass out and just looking very sexualized and mm-hmm. whipping people's fucking ass, dude. It was insane. I was like, who the fuck is this? And everyone's like, oh yeah, that's so-and-so. They were in the WWE for a while. And I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
They're in a church in Brooklyn. It was like one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's crazy shit going on. I gotta go to see some of this wrestling.
Yeah, man. You gotta, yeah. Some wrestling.
Wrestling.
As, you know, your dad might say.
That's what I said. I didn't know it was wrong.
Yeah. Caleb's from the South.
That's also not the spirit of wrestling. The second person. You're like, I love wrestling. And somebody's like, wrestling.
I'm like, it's wrestling.
It's pretend.
It's something you got to keep in mind, though, when you're listening to Caleb talk, that he grew up in Georgia.
Yeah.
Did you know this about Caleb? It's true.
Oh,
until
no.
His 10th birthday, he had only ever talked to pigs. That's true. That's true.
As a kid, when I grew up, we had like cow. There was like in our backyard, there was a cow pasture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always be cows out there and shit. And sometimes they would like jump over the fence and start eating our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my chores was I would have to go shoot it with a BB gun until it jumped back over the fence and
oh my
left
God.
Our stuff alone.
Wow, that's hilarious, dude.
And for a long time, I thought those were our cows. And I remember being at a certain age when my dad was like, no, no, those aren't our cows. And I'm like, what are they doing there? He's like, they're someone else's cows. And I was like, we don't have cows? And he's like, no.
Wow.
They were just near our yard.
Damn.
So there were just cows being
That's such
around.
A funny thing to tell a kid to do.
Yeah. Go shoot it with a BB gun until it leaves. Because it would get, it would be like, it would keep eating our stuff. And it'd be like, because like to the, it's made of leather. So it's like, it's as annoying as like a fly landing on it. It's just like, jeez, stop. And I'm just like,
it's like, come on, jeez, come on.
All right.
High five.
Jeez.
Caleb, get out there, shoot the
cow. Shoot the cow with a BB gun until he stops eating our squash.
Oh, man. Check, Caleb, have you been chewing on the coffee bag?
Dude, it blew my mind when I found out people didn't burn their trash.
Wow, I didn't know people did burn their trash.
That was another one of my chores. We had a big like metal barrel in the back of our yard.
No shit.
We'd throw the trash in there, and I would burn it.
Whoa!
Just a big fire in our back in a barrel.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
So there's no one to pick up the trash.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, and then I would be like, well, what'd they do in the old days?
What'd you do with all your condoms?
Dude, I grew up in the South.
Oh, right. It's just a pile of Bibles. I don't know why you'd burn the Bibles, but
no,
you're using up Bibles in this scenario.
Yeah, no. It was
BB guns.
I remember one time it was like out of a movie, like because we got Sports Illustrated,
mm-hmm.
but you know they always deliver the swimsuit issue, and when you're at the preacher's house, you can't have that thing in the house.
Yeah.
Softcore porn. So dad would throw it away, but sometimes I would be like, I'd throw the trash in there and I'd light it on fire and I'd see like the swimsuit issue would be like on the top. There's like some hot lady laying on the beach with like no.
He's trusting you to burn that? That's crazy.
Would and you then burn I would just it? Be sitting there like watching it burn like I could still grab it.
Oh, I could get this day, every time I'm hot, I come.
But I would just see like a hot lady burning.
Wow.
And then I'd be like worried about hell. I'd be like, I would burn my hand a little bit, but I could get it. I could get it and hide it.
That's so funny,
dude.
Dude,
it happened all the time.
Man.
Yeah, it was, I grew up, it's crazy because it seems normal. And then you move out here and I'm like, everybody thinks I'm a psycho. You're like, you burned your trash?
I grew up like ostensibly atheist. I mean, we said grace and shit, and I would every now and then go to church, but like they didn't believe in God. And but even still, they were conservative. They were just like conservative people.
Yeah.
Not even politically, but they were just like these. They were gasping liberals. They were like, they were those kinds of people. And I had a Rolling Stone subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And Britney Spears was on the cover when I was like 15, maybe 16 even. And she was like, honestly, in hindsight, like, it's pretty crazy because I think she was underage. And she was on the cover, like, wearing right. something very revealing. And my when I got to my room after school that day, my mother had cut the cover off. Isn't that wild?
That'll fix it.
Yeah, I mean, there were still more photos of her in the magazine that she didn't take out. It was honestly a real slapdash job she yeah. did there on making me not beat off that night.
Well, what's really funny is that Britney Spears has always been older than me, so it never seemed weird at all.
Mm.
But, like, looking back, it is very weird.
I mean, she's always been older than me, too, but not by much.
Right.
And, but yeah, so it never feels weird for me. I, like, don't, but yeah. I mean, she was sexualized.
It's so crazy because I remember like one time watching an award show, you know, and I'm like a kid and she's on there. And one of the other presenters is like, this is weird. You're wearing like all these clothes. Like, what? You're like, what are you, a nun now? You're wearing this dress. Like, and then the other presenter like pulled something and then her clothes like came off and she was wearing like a Princess Leia outfit under it.
Whoa.
I got this huge applause. And at the time I was like, whoa, you know, because I'm like 10 or 12 mm-hmm. or something. And then I'm like, that's weird.
It's weird.
It was so strange.
The whole thing was weird.
And everybody's like surprised that, you know, she shaves her head.
Also, on either side of it, I've always thought it was fucking weird. Like, you remember, you know, oh my God, her name just left me. Hannah Montana. What's her fucking name?
Miley Cyrus.
Who, by the way, is a badass.
I love Miley.
Yeah. Her music's great. She's always like, whenever she speaks, she's really funny. And she's always like, I don't know. She's always on the right side. I always liked her. And, I remember when she turned 18 and or maybe it was like a couple years after that, but she put out an album that was like crazy sexual and was like TV wearing almost nothing. And people were like, can you believe? And it's like, yeah,
well, she
you demanded that she was a Puritan for her entire life. Of course, she's going to be like, fuck you.
And it's going to be a little bit of an overcorrection.
Yeah.
And
always.
Now, like now Miley's like, kind of nailing it.
I agree.
Like, now she's like, it's pretty dope. She's not Hannah Montana anymore, and she's not going, you know, licking a sledgehammer anymore. That was always a little much.
Yeah, I remember that.
No need to do that.
I don't know, though. Like I said, I support it. I supported it then for her.
Yeah. But yeah, it was still, though, like now I'm like a big Miley head. Like,
yeah.
Like now I'm like, oh, this is how women feel about Taylor Swift. You know,
what do you mean? Oh, like, the way you feel about Miley?
Oh, Miley, she thinks like me.
She's a badass. Yeah, she like goes on stage at award shows and she's just like, I remember I just watched her acceptance speech at some award show. Maybe it was the Grammys or maybe it was People's Choice or something. But she went up and she was like, what is this? Why are we here? This is so much money. What is this? And this is dumb that we do this. But thank you. And I was just like, damn, that's cool.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah.
She's the best, man. We should have her on the show.
Yeah, we absolutely should.
Oh, shit. What's it called? You know what that sound means. What's it called? What's it called? Wow, wow, wow. No, it doesn't even know what it's called. What's it called? What's it called? So every week on Billionaires Are Good, we love to do a little renaming. We've done it since the beginning, even on the old show. So it's a lot of fun. And this week, you can play along on Discord or Twitter. Join our Discord. Go to billionairesaregood.com. Check out our Twitter, Billionaires Pod on Twitter. This week it is If Speed Was an Italian Movie.
Don't slow down. Hey, keep it going fast.
Get ready to use that voice the whole time, buddy.
Okay, you got it.
Because they nailed it online. It's very, very funny. I love Speed. I think Speed is very underrated. Mm. I think everybody thinks it's like a silly movie.
You said this about Fugitive, too. I think they're both very popular movies.
I guess I mean underrated in the, like, prestige.
Like, oh, yeah. People think it's just like a 90s
right. they look at it as
silly
like
action
a,
movie. Yeah, yeah. yeah. And I'm no,
like,
it's a very good movie.
I think it's a great, great
That's
movie.
A crazy take, I would say, because it's like the villain in Speed is fucking Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
It's Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
And Dennis Hopper, and it's so good.
Dennis Hopper's like one of the...
an incredible movie, and I want more, you know, movies like that. Men in Black is like that, where it doesn't get respect as a film, even though I'm like, just... There's good versions of action popcorn things mm-hmm. that are like 10 out of 10 of that. And I think Speed's like that. I think Speed's underrated. But this week we're talking about if Speed was an Italian movie. And man, these just absolutely killed me. I'm very excited to hear old Italian Dave's. But number one, Max J. Kerr on Twitter said, Speedo.
That's great. Justin Lust on Discord said, if Speed was an Italian movie, it would be called... Bada bing, bada boom. That's great.
Oh, you got to do number eight. I don't even know how to say that.
I don't really. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Carl's tune on Discord said, L'autobus inarrestable.
Winslow Duvain on Twitter said, normal driving.
Darth Plato on Discord said, it's a speedy bus, no?
Crete on Discord said, hey, that's one fast the fucking bus.
Jordan on Discord said, that's too fast.
Larry Below on Twitter said, the bomb father.
Kota Otan on Discord said, hey, get out of the way, it's a pump.
Rando Dixon Art on Twitter said Parmesan Wick.
Parmesan Wick.
That gets our Ricky shit this
good
week.
Good stuff.
Very, very good.
Thank y'all so much.
That was very fun.
And with the movie being Speed this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He is not
he's
in
not
Speed.
He's not in Speed, but he's in a lot of movies.
Have we done a single one he was in yet?
Look, I thought he was in more stuff.
Oh, but, boy, dude.
He is in a lot of things.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jeffrey Wright Report.
The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He was, you know, he's in a lot of movies.
The Jeffrey Wright Report. The Jeffrey Wright Report.
Asteroid City. He's in the Batman.
The Jeffrey Wright Report.
No Time to Die. American Fiction. Rustin.
The Jeffrey Wright Report.
He's in The Good Dinosaur.
The Jeffrey.
He's in The Hunger Games.
Yeah, dude. He's in some stuff.
He's in a lot of stuff.
I think he was just in Westworld, and that show is long. I think that's really all it is.
Kind of made it seem like he was in everything.
Yeah, it kind of made it seem like he was in everything. Y'all are the best fans on fucking planet Earth.
We love you so much.
God damn, this show's so fun to do. Message us billionairesaregood@gmail.com or comment in our Patreon or just like let us know what you think about the new version of the show. We'd love to hear from you. And of course,
the Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Still there.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
Enjoy your night.
Keep tipping.
Bye.
Billionaires are good.